Last night, Donald Trump laid out his vision to Republicans and the nation as he accepted his party's nomination. For New Hampshire delegates loyal to Trump, yesterday was a chance to celebrate their candidate, their own improbable rise, and thumb their nose at elements of their party who doubted Trump. For many delegates who didn't back Trump, it was a time to reassess. And HBR's Josh Rogers reports from Cleveland.
Donald Trump's New Hampshire inner circle spent yesterday afternoon soaking in the sun and downing beers outside the convention hall. The gang was all there. Trump's ex-campaign manager Corey Lewandowski posed for selfies with a stream of admirers.
Corey, my hero, man. My hero. Thank you, Corey. Pleasure to meet you.
Londonderry State Rep Al Baldessaro puffed cigarettes and spat insults at his party's state chair, lone statewide office holder, and the leader of the New Hampshire House.
Only in my own state do I got three idiots that have no damn clue on the Constitution and the laws of the land. And that's Kelly Ayotte, Jennifer Horn, and also Jasper. You know what I mean?
Sitting across the table, Fred Doucette, one of Trump's state co-chairmen, said he was proud the New York businessman saw him as worthy of leading his local campaign.
Again, I'm humbled by that, and but for him to link it to me was an indicator to me, and I'm lucky enough to have seen, you know, intimately what he does and how he does it, and I just sit nodding, all right, this guy's got our back.
Trump's other state co-chairman, Steve Stepanek, meanwhile assured anyone with an earshot that Donald Trump's success in the primary was just the beginning.
As this movement continues to build, I think not only are we going to win, I think it's going to be an overwhelming win. And there's a tsunami coming, and people still don't get it.
If the wave Stepanek predicts ever arrives, the fact that plenty of core Republicans will tell you they have doubts about Trump may not make any difference. But if November turns out to be close, harvesting every vote from party regulars will be crucial. After Donald Trump's speech ended last night, some of New Hampshire's convention delegation gathered outside their hotel for some hot dogs and burgers.
And there's condiments and napkins up at the...
Thank you so much.
As she stood by the grill, Diane Bitter of Rye, an alternate delegate for Ted Cruz, said voting for Donald Trump, which she says she plans to do, remains a leap of faith.
He doesn't have a record in any public service. And that's the big unknown. And so I think from my point of view, it's just a little bit scary because I don't know.
But less scary, she allowed, than if Trump doesn't become president. A few steps away, Bruce Perlow sipped from a small snifter of bourbon. He's chairman of the Grafton County GOP. Perlow wanted John Kasich to be president, but unlike Kasich, Perlow now backs Trump without hesitation.
Because? Hillary is just so awful. So, case proved.
That's a logic all Republicans, those who love Trump and those who don't, may end up finding persuasive. If so, the once remote possibility of President Trump could become reality. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Cleveland.